That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and how's everybody doing this evening? This is going to be an exciting week because Pluto moves into Aquarius next Saturday, and we're going to have so much happening energetically and politically and all over the world. So let me see if I can give you some of that information. Pluto enters Aquarius on Saturday, January 20th, for the next 20 years, although it re-enters Capricorn for about 6 weeks in the fall of 2024. This is an exciting moment in the universe with powerful energy changes. At the same time, the Sun will be accompanying Pluto, moving from Capricorn into Aquarius. We're coming into a time for a major change in the collective consciousness, and many feel a stark energy change right now. Now, tonight is a call-in show, and this is our second week, and I want you to be able to call in. So let me just get the number for you. I'll just be a minute here. Oh, terrific. 888-627-6008. So that's 888-627-6008. Sorry about that. We'll get that out there. So I do have a caller. Her name is Karina from Los Angeles. How are you, Karina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What can we do for you tonight?
I just want to ask you what a delay is and something you told me that would happen that hasn't happened. You told me both in September and in December the same thing. and it just hasn't happened. And I was wondering what the delay is. I was supposed to get a job, a really good income, be very happy by the end of, by the Christmas holidays, by the end of the year, and nothing's happened.
No, but I do not, cannot tell you what happened. I can tell you that there's been delays with everybody with this energy. And I can also tell you that we don't know about this energy because it hasn't happened in 240 years. I'm going to tell you that we have eclipses coming in March and April, and I'm sure that you will have activity between now and April 15th. And that's about the best I can do.
So it's nothing that I'm doing.
No, it's not anything that you're doing, Corinne. Not at all. Please don't think that way. You're a Leo, and the Aquarian move is going to favor you because it's in Aquarius, and we also are going to have a full moon in Leo, and that's your time, and that's coming up on the 25th of January. So good luck to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Of course.
Let's get back to Aquarius and this exciting change. I guess I'm excited about it because it's so unknown. Although we won't feel the full force of this energy change until 2025-26, that's because Pluto moves so slow, we will sense much of it and its tendencies beginning around May and June of 24. When we come into the Aquarian sister energies of Gemini, we'll begin to see what we're dealing with and how the consciousness will be changing. As we enter 2024, a long story is ending. 2023 was a time when we could see clearly what needed to change and what thinking needed to be reversed. Boy, I know I got that lesson. The year was heavy and slow moving, but the car has taken a different route, and now we're moving into a completely different direction. Although we may all backtrack a little bit, we are starting to see some long-running relationships and focus where status quos are shifting. For the past 15 years, when we had Pluto, and a part of the time, Saturn in Capricorn, we were in the materialistic structural aspects of the earth plane. This looked like the banking systems, like top-down structure in politics, like real estate, money, currency, status, your reputation, material things were all filled with that Plutonian energy. It's all changing now. I have another call from Brent in Houston. I'm so glad you people are calling in tonight. Hello, Brent. How are you? Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you tonight?
Oh, I was just wondering what my, if I'm going to be getting a new job soon, if I'm going to be moving.
One question, in a new job, you're an Aquarian, you should be. Are you looking hard?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know that you do a special job. You're trained. What is it that you do?
I'm a vessel agent in the Port of Houston.
Oh, it is boating. That's, I felt that too, but I didn't dare say it. You are going to, and the energy is already there for you. So I'm going to tell you that I think as we go into February and early March, there will be a lot of availability and those jobs opening up. Right now, they haven't been opening up. So you keep your eyes out. And I see you, something about Galveston. I don't know what that's about, but good luck. I hope that helps, Brent.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Yes,
again,
ma'am.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. We're talking about Pluto entering Aquarius on Saturday, and I have some good predictions at the end of the show. And the number to call in is 888-627-6008. Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius, or Aquarius rules Uranus, and it's starting to absorb the transformative energy of Pluto. The old system was a very feudal system, and we're going to be tested with that as we move into the energies of Aquarius. The vibe will be corporatism versus neo-feudalistic energy, and we'll be occupying the globe's mental stance, the collective consciousness. Most of us are living our lives with that kind of a backdrop, which will begin to shift now. And in 2025, we will have a better idea of what the new backdrop is. What we can know and take comfort in is that there is a paradigm here. However, at this time, we cannot be absolutely certain on how it's all going to turn out. It's not even in the energies yet. Too many decisions have to be made. It'll be stronger once we get into the Aquarian energies next week. For those of us who are control freaks, who need insurance, who want to know every angle of the possibilities, that's just not going to be possible. There will be outcomes, chains of events, and cause and effects that we just cannot anticipate at this time. People will have certain ideas about infrastructure, or what it means to be in this status, or what it means to be in that status. Coming from Pluto and Capricorn, and these ideas will be proven either right or wrong for you. Most likely proven wrong, because we are in a quantum shift, not like ownership, not like other energetic shifts. This is a quantum shift. It's not just a change in rulership or energy or representation or economic interests. This is a true quantum shift. Yes, we can get caught up with material changes, like the person in power that likes to make me happy now. I'm happy because that person is in power. Or that person is in my life now, and my life is much better. Or I have this new business. Or I have this new job. This is Pluto in Capricorn. It's all starting to get old, and it's not working anymore. Regardless of which social structure or social area we're living in, there is something that's shifting at a social level, very deep, and is somewhat making these thoughts unimportant and insignificant. What this means in 2024, between January to June, which is now, the first 5 or 6 months of this year, it's good to get the long-running elements of our lives in order and placed aside. Get all your finances together. Get all your taxes paid. We're going into income tax season. And get everything set that's pretty long-term and as secure as you can make it. Pluto in Capricorn has enabled many of us to start a business from scratch and learn everything about being a business person, or perhaps renovating a property and learning about every corner of that property and every box that needs to be checked off. A turning point, and it's turning that into something that's going to be stabilizing in our lives. That has been one of the most positive aspects of Pluto in Capricorn. Capricorn brings us the capacity to create a stable, long-running structure. So we will now listen to our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back to talk about the Aquarian energies right after the tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. Week of January 15th through January 21st, 2024. Monday is Martin Luther King's holiday in the United States. This reminds us of the spirit within all of us who want to reach out and help and comfort others, especially within your own community. It's a perfect time to act about making this world a better place. Your energy could have vanished on Tuesday and Wednesday, but instead of fretting, surround yourself with the company of those you love, and they will gladly help you raise your vibration. Desire and action return on Thursday, which is an excellent day for both the beginning and completion of projects. Contacts made in the afternoon could lead to secure long-term contracts, while the evening is good for a trip to the gym for your pre-weekend workout. People could be emotional and touchy on Friday, so give them lots of space. Luckily, the energy bounces back in the afternoon, filled with wonder and excitement. Pluto enters Aquarius on Saturday, January 20th, until 2044, with a short stop in Capricorn between September and November 2024. This is quite a momentous occasion, as no one alive today has ever felt this energy. The last time Pluto was on the planet in Aquarius was 240 years ago, during the Revolutionary War. We have already seen revolutions, death, and rebirth, and the need to let go of the old ways during 2023. As Pluto gives Capricorn a kiss goodbye, the energy is powerful and perfect for your career ambitions. There is a good side if you are willing to open up and change and accept higher ideals. It's a low-energy evening, so you may just want to relax, order a pizza, and watch a good movie. There isn't an astrological cloud of the sky on Sunday, so life is what you make it. Get out that blank canvas and begin to paint your new life in your new world of love and service. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to ask a question or make an appointment with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. I'm sorry. That's my producer and I were having a giggle a little bit. So now we're going to talk about Pluto going into Aquarius. And Pluto going into Aquarius does not favor top-down structure and your status and your money and value that money over everything else. It's completely different. It's going to be so interesting to see what this air energy is going to do. What you'll start to see with Pluto in Aquarius is that people are not caring anymore. It's like the next chapter, like the next generation inheriting generational wealth or property. They have their own lives to live. And maybe they'll just sell the property. They don't care. Or the end tweaks are just a burden to them. They have other things that they want to be pioneering. I know because I wanted to give my son my grandmother's and mother's crystal and dishes, and he didn't want them. He put them in a box and put them in the basement, but I didn't give it to him. And they're hard to sell now because people that are doing flea markets have to totally change their focus. It's very interesting what's going on. The first thing we're seeing is that people have stopped caring. For example, you can wear blue jeans to church now. You never used to be able to. And when you went on an airplane, you had to wear a suit. And you always wore a tux to the opera. And people have a black wedding dress now. Everything has changed. And people rather have throwaway plastic than crystal. There's very little fine dining anywhere. The older people like it, but the younger people aren't into fine dining the way we used to be. It's very, very different. There's going to be a liquidation and a movement towards minimalism. I personally don't feel that that's the right move. We are in an inflationary time period, so that's going to limit the true autonomy that most people have. Pluto in Capricorn could give us economic freedom, but Pluto in Aquarius is somewhat demeans that feeling, and it wants more of a community connection, which I've been talking about all year. This is the alignment with what we're seeing as mass protests, mass people movements. Look at the Mexican border. Look at the border of a lot of foreign countries. This is what the collective consciousness is at a quantum level. Finding a greater sense of stability rather than ownership construct. This is a neutral sense. It's not positive or negative. There's a lot that needs to be organized, but a lot of people are in a rush, recklessly, with certain needs to get things done off their plate, or certain needs to bring about a new story in their lives, because people are kind of afraid of consistency. And that's like saying, children thrive on monotony. We've always said that for years. Children thrive on monotony, but not anymore. They're afraid of having a guarantee of what their ancestors had. They want it to be different. This is call-in night on Let's Find Out, so I do have another call. Anne Marie from Canada, are you there?
I'm here, Elizabeth Joyce. Hi.
How are you?
I'm not doing great, but I'm okay. I'm doing better than most.
Oh, that's good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Much better than I was last year. Last year was when I had the stroke.
I know, so, and you were in the hospital.
A long time, 30 days. But we're back now, and I feel good this year because I feel like I've overcome everything, and I've really worked on my body and my healing. And I think I've succeeded.
Oh, that's so good. I just went and visited my old landlord who's 90 years old, and he is feeling good, but he gets lost while driving. That was just tonight that I saw him. So,
what can I do for you?
Age is just a number. Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, that's why I called as well, as to check in. So my question is, did I screw things up permanently with this person? It's a love question. During Mercury retrograde, I said something that maybe I shouldn't. It wasn't anything like mean, but it was kind of like laying out some standards. Like, hey, you know, I think I deserve more in this relationship and what have you. And it came off, because I'm dyslexic and have anxiety, when I say something, express it, it's way too much and way too intense. And I'm working on that. But reason I'm single.
You have to tell him that. You have to explain it to him. Too much.
I did try. I told him I'm
talking to you. I think that what you need to do is to look at his fear and look at how he may have felt inferior and worried that you're going to leave him. That's what you have to talk about. And to make him feel reassured that that's not going to happen and that you are in a mood type of thing. It'll work out, but you're going to have to work at it for a while.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you, Elizabeth Joyce. He just said he won't respond to my text. I'm not pounding him or anything, but I sent, hey, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
You have to give him time, honey. Because he felt very threatened and he felt very put down. And you have to apologize for that. Wait a while, and maybe at the end, after the energy changes, take him out to dinner. See if you can take him out to dinner after next Saturday. Give it time. Because we are in the middle of this change. And this week, we don't know what to expect, but we do know that there's going to be an energy coming in that's going to be very disruptive this week and part of next week. Wait till after that's over, like after the 20th. And then try to take him out to dinner and see what happens. It'll work out. Give it time.
I think because I've reached out a few times, I think I best to give him space, and hopefully he reaches out to me, and then I could offer him some dinner.
Well, don't make that a at all end all. Give him a reasonable amount of time, and then reach out to him again. If he doesn't, he probably will. Let's see. Will he reach out to you? Yeah, he will, but he's thinking things over right now, so you have to give him time. Because he cared about you, too.
Yeah.
It's his self-esteem. So good luck.
This is salvageable. All right. Okay. Thank you. Have a great night, and good luck. And you're doing great. Bye.
Thank you. We have Diana from Arizona. Are you there, Diana?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Hi, Diana. How are you? Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thanks for your help. Well, I have tinnitus in my right elbow, and I've been to physical therapy, and I've been to acupuncture, and they did cupping and acupuncture, and it just made it worse. I mean, it really hurts, and I don't know which direction to go. If I should go back.
I'll tell you what you need to do. Are you listening? First, you put on Ardas. Then you meditate and you open up your crown chakra and you pull in the white light and you put it right to that elbow. And you give yourself at least 15 minutes of putting light on that elbow and talk to it. Which one is it, the left or the right?
The right one.
Okay, so that's men. That's father and men. Look inside and see what you still have to heal with your father or with male creative force. And work on it inside and keep releasing. And I'm telling you, that elbow will loosen up within a week.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's good advice. I'll try.
And never use acupuncture. I'm sorry. I don't like acupuncture. I'm one of the ones that don't. It would be nice for you to have some Reiki or even to do some tapping. You know, that IFT stuff, that's very good. But do the right kind of healing work. Okay, Diane?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Let me know how you do. Take care. We have one more. We have Colleen from New York. Colleen, how are you?
Hi, it's Colleen.
Okay,
I'm Colleen. Doing Colleen. Okay. I wanted to ask you before I bring up my question. Would you like to be on a healing thing? Because I'm in a group that we do whole planet healing, and it's the Elohim and the Ra group. I would like to get you healed from whatever you just went through. I know you still have, working on it, but would you like it? Would you like to have your name put in?
Of course. Any kind
of great. I wanted to ask your permission before I just did it, because you might have decided you want to work on it, because you're such a great you're such a great person that we need here to stay, and you're trying to do the work and it's just still pushing through, and I love it. So my question, we're on right now and I have you on the other line, but they're about to let me request personal healings for certain people, so I'm going to go off as soon as I ask my question. My question is, I'm working with a couple of healers, but they're also naturopaths in Puerto Rico. Do you feel that they're the right couple to work with? They actually work with a lot of healers, and I feel they're good, but I want somebody else to validate it.
I don't know what your level is that. I'd have to do a full reading for you for me to answer that question. But right away, I heard that they're at your level now, but you'll grow away from them and go higher. So I
had a feeling that was the case. Thank you.
I want you to
I'm older than them. I'm older than them than they think, because they are very powerful. But I feel like I have some value to share.
Tell me with them. I have to talk. Do you know do you know about the new spiritual chakras? Because if you don't, you want to get that book on Amazon.com. The new...
Yeah, I sort of know about them. I don't study any of this stuff, but I sort of know that when you said it's valid.
Get the
Thank
book.
You very much. I will try to get the book anyways, just to have
It'll really...
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. Let's find out. And thank you for your service, Colleen.
Pauline, not Colleen. Everybody keeps calling me Colleen on that show, on the radio, on BBC.
Goodbye, honey. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
So now we're talking about Pluto transiting between Capricorn and Aquarius. And the feelings this week can feel a bit desperate. Like, this is my last chance to have a certain life experience, to oppose something, or to bring about a certain legacy based on my words or actions, not what I am or what I hold. I may not be able to hold on to my world perception, but I can visualize and know inside who I am. Because we are going to go through the darkness, as you know. So it's going to be transiting between the two of them this week. The sun will be late Capricorn, Pluto will be in late Capricorn, and the sun and Pluto move together into Aquarius on Saturday, and they square Uranus. So anything can happen. I'm going to tell you a list of things that will happen as we go along tonight. World perception with Pluto and Aquarius is the absolute core of what it represents, and it's an energetic level. It's not about the physical material world and how to organize like Pluto and Capricorn was, but instead it's about the perception of these things, not about their real existence on the material plane. What that means is that quite a majority of people are acting by the way they perceive certain material concepts, but they're perhaps struggling to orient the material shape, location, or weight of these constructs. That's a distinction, somewhat complicated, of a worldview. Let me tell you, it's like this. I have a house. This is Capricorn. I have a house with this much square foot of. It has so many windows. It has so many baths. It has so many bathrooms. You can do this. You can picture that or look at it, but you cannot do it if you don't own it. You cannot know what you're going to feel like when you live there. It's not solid or concrete. You can't know the relationship you'll have with the neighbors, what you'll feel like in the kitchen, what you'll feel like in the bedroom. Now we go to Aquarius energies. I have an idea about what I have or what my family has had. I have notions about the way that these physical matter things are, but I can't work with it. It's just a historical context for me, or it's more of an idea than it is real. So it's more mind-centric than materialistic. That's the idea. And I'll give you an example that everybody's going to relate to. The electric car. Before they perfected it, they pushed it on us and tried to sell it. And before they perfected it, they're taking away the fuel of what we already know. Now, you know what that feeling is. A lot of people are buying solar energy. It's taken a long time to convince people that solar energy is a good, viable, and stable product. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're going to have with Pluto and Aquarius. The view of self is as extraordinarily worthy or important. Sense of entitlement manipulation, and others to get what they want. Arrogant and pretentious behavior, preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success and power. Or maybe a higher view of, that's called, you think highly of yourself, or you overrate yourself. An extraordinarily worthy or important sense of entitlement, manipulation. Others get what they want. Arrogant and pretentious behavior, preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, and beauty. Now, we've seen this strongly in the last few years. People go to work just out of college and they want to be president of the company in 6 months. They don't understand about going out and digging in the garden. They don't understand about hard work. They feel entitled. And that's what we're going to be dealing with. But we are transitioning. To what extent depends on the picture that you're painting in your mind more than what's actually here. It's the story versus the actual materiality of circumstances. I hope this all makes sense to you. It's like thinking that you have an unlimited money pot and overspending. This is a really big quantum shift. And what it means is people are starting to be very strict and fixated because it's in the fixed sign of Leo, Aquarius, like fixed air. Pluto on a certain storytelling itself or a certain outcome or a certain idea materializing. People are going to stop caring about money and the structures and all of that. That's not going to be important. They're going to start caring about the storyline. What's happening to people? What is happening to those people in the buildings? What's happening alongside the building? What's happening in my neighborhood? There will be a lot of narrative generating and a lot of history writing, and that can get very edgy. A lot more money will go towards the ideas, to these perceptions. I don't know what they're going to do when the bridge falls in on the building or the building falls down because of disrepair or when the forced ideas on us fail, because that is going to happen as well. They're not going to materially fix things. They're going to look at them. It reminds me of one of those commercials where they build a table and then it falls over. There's an opportunity for people to increase their abundance. It might be easier than you expect. People's minds will be on stories taking place rather than the backdrop or the location or the reality. The world is globalizing more than they have in the past century. They are globalizing in more of a perception level rather than what's happening on a material level, on a localized level. And this is causing conflict and some downscaling, which is very Plutonian. Polarities and opposite ideas. People are coming across the border expecting America to be wonderful. They don't even know where they're going to live and they have like 10 cents in their pocket. That's very, very Aquarian. So this is what we're facing. Here's something to remember about this time period, 2024. It is that we are still in a transition state since Pluto will go back to Aquarius one more time. We're still not out of the woods and we're still focused on the material world. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take our station break. And then we'll come back. And the song they're going to hear is called I Am Always With You by Annabella. And Annabella, I hope, is listening tonight. She said she would. So let's listen, and I'll be back in a little bit.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. The number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
With you, always here for you. I was crying in my room, contemplating my own doom. When my ears began to ring, and I heard my angel sing, I am always with you, always here for you, though you don't always hear me, but I'm always guiding you, holding the light for you. You are my only concern. I had thought I was alone, thought I faced life on my own. There was no one there for me, till I heard my angel say, I'm always with you. Oh.
That was my friend Annabella. She wrote that song and recorded it. I really, really like it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we're going to go on about the time period that we're walking into this week for the next few weeks. Here's something to remember about this time period, 2024. And that is that we are still in a transition state. Since Pluto will go back into Aquarius one more time, back into Capricorn one more time, we're still not out of the woods, and we still are focused on the material world. Try to see and try to set some rules for yourself during this year. Put into place some long-running structures that you can put aside. Really detach from the place where you're working harder than you've ever had to for any type of material turnout. There should be a feeling that we are getting things in order and that we are kind of commanding our resources so that we are not carrying the boulder up the hill or the burden up the hill. We're not alone. Or if we are alone, that there is an end in sight. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. That's very, very important for you at this time. Something awesome is coming that is so new in 2024. And is that we're starting to bounce back and we're shedding off these heavy burdens that Pluto and Capricorn is in the late degrees have brought to us. The energy is starting to show that this is possible within the next year. Things that have deteriorated are being restored. People are now working together. Better yet, people from different groups are coming together and working together. This is a major positive move, a reduction in division. People in real life that you might have thought and you might not have ever thought they come together are coming together. The communities are strengthening, but everyday people are coming together. Not the media, not politics, the little people like you and me, the people in the towns, in the cities, in the villages. They're coming together and they're working together. Perhaps because of difficult economic situations. Like the neighbor who would get upset because the people next door let their grass grow too high, now comes together to help with the common flooding on the street or moving the snow out of the way. I see more of an executive authority people are taking over their own lives, authority and accountability. They're not just bowing to people who are control freaks in your life. Not giving up or surrendering your own personhood or your own capacity. You have to absolutely not bow down any longer. The axis is moving towards Leo Aquarius, which gives a lot more of individualistic potential, whereas the Cancer Capricorn axis would rely on the family to work together, relying on the ancestors, relying on money arrangements. Again, material things to decide what we can do is what you need to work on between now and June. Now we can take more of an authority with this Pluto movement. It's important to take stock of new capacity that we have and value that over certain outworn problems, putting aside certain feelings like it's impossible. Outworn feeling is important. There's a great window for experimentation with new formulas and new ideas in 2024. We are still on that cusp. We can try to implement a new system here and see if it works. If it doesn't work, when Pluto goes back into Capricorn in September, you can try again. Go back to the drawing board. Go back to that empty canvas I've been telling you about. This is a great time for experimentation. For trying things out. It's good for you to have a plan, a transition. There should be a lot of what's happening on a lot of levels. It's really time to rally in your strength. This is also important, and it feels so good when you do it right. This can relieve some long-running pain and long-running frustrations. As we begin to identify ourselves from within, oh, this is a strength within me. I have this strength. I am good at this. I have succeeded here, and I have an incredible story there. I have momentum from my background. There's lots of things I'm good at, lots of things that I've done on my own. I can expand that now, especially when Jupiter moves into Gemini in May. That's going to be wild, really good. Pull all these things together. Give yourself confidence. Boost yourself up on the combination of your talents. When you start to work with the Pluto and Aquarius energies in a more appropriate way, this is masculine energy. It wants to be victorious in our life. It wants us to remember what we've accomplished and to pull from all those experiences and achievements we've had throughout our lifetime and to start to set out on a new journey, on a new road now, which may really take hold in 2026 when Saturn and Neptune prepare to move into Aries. With Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, along with Pluto on the cusp and moving back into Capricorn at 29 degrees one more time, this still speaks of endings and finalities, saying goodbyes, the end of a very, very long-running structure. Picture yourself walking across a desert. You've been walking for a long, long time, but now on the horizon, you actually can see a city, and it's not a mirage. It's a new place. But you know it's coming, and you begin to make plans in your head, but you're not quite there yet. You still have a ways to go. Not this time, but you're making plans. However, it's very empowering for you to be gathering your strength to prepare for such an awesome new life experiences coming forward. As this shift occurs on January 20th in the late afternoon, be prepared for a glitch, a bump, an electronic experience, a possible huge cyber attack could happen that could last for quite a while. A serious attitude surrounds the political world, and leaders are being accused of major corruption. The moon is in Taurus all day, but the placement of the planets surrounding the moon bring great concern for government and political leaders. There are great problems for leaders, as the truth is becoming clear. It is a sad day for political values and integrity. Because there is none. Still, many secrets lie uncovered, but the prospect of them is groundbreaking. The moon will transit, and it reveals a vile situation. I'm going to say that again. The moon will transit and reveal a vile situation as we move into Aquarius on the 20th. Expect many more congressional hearings. Here's a little something for you to remember. Anything that's in separation consciousness has to be seen, rejected, and then changed, like we're doing with the communities. Ascension system symptoms will be happening full force during this astrological change. I have a list of them in my workbook that's online, but I think there's some lists online as well. Ascension systems, aches and pains, ringing in the ears, that type of thing. Here's some good news. Light codes are coming through more than in 12,000 years. The light codes are coming, the plasma is coming in so powerfully. I hope a lot of you people are receiving it and are taking your notes. The weather activity is intense. because of solar flares. We'll have earthquakes, tsunami, flooding. The tectonic plates are slipping. Expect a huge 3 days of darkness. And we could have a cyber attack. Be careful of artificial intelligence coming into your body. This is very important. Watch out for this. Don't attach anything to your body. Don't put your fingers on a little scale and let them check your heart. Because what's happening is the molecules are entering your body, and that's what they're after. That's what artificial intelligence wants. That's part of what the virus was about, the shots. They want to put these things inside your body. Also, we're going to start having these new codes, the government codes, and that is the beginning of the mark of the beast. We have the illusion of negativity, but we're fighting for the light, and the light always wins. It may take a few years, but it always wins. Here's a surprise. The light codes are coming through, and we have a new color. We have a new color, and it arrives, and it's yellow, silver, and amber. It's the color of the 10th chakra, the heart center of your spiritual body. And if you learn the circle of light going from the 4th chakra up to the 10th chakra and back down to the 4th chakra, you can really create a very powerful healing energy for anyone. Is extremely powerful when you're sending energy, sending healing. So there's a new healing system coming. I'm really excited about it. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the end of the show. And I'll be back next week with information about the full moon coming in Leo. We're going to hear Elizabeth tell us about a new world. William's going to tell us about the moon. We have the meditation, and we end with Richard. And tonight, Richard is playing We Can Live Together in Peace. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week, and good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There is a new day and it is dawning, and it belongs to you and me. Yes, coming in joy, coming in love. It's coming in.
Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind, with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep keep your eyes closed, stay in that position, and listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.